Good evening, good evening, good day, good day, good afternoon, depending on what time that you are listening to this message. Hi everyone, this is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. How are we doing, coaches? How are we doing? Hope all is well, As for me, I am doing fabulous, and guess what? I am doing fabulous because I am here to speak with you all, yes, that I always have the pleasure to speak with you. I love to build up your confidence. I love to build up the skills and passions that you have with inside you and bring them all out so that you can become your best self, so you can be your uniqueness, so you can be your authentic self. Yes, that is your coach, Demi Garrison, and that is my mission and vision, to lead women from fear, anxiety, self-doubt to awareness, strength, and confidence. Yes, yes, yes. That is my saying. That is my motto, and I'm going to stick with it. So I want to jump on, just for a few moments, just to talk about yourself. So how are you treating yourself? How do you feel about yourself? You know, when it comes to self-confidence, it can be factors of many things. It can be fear. It can be anxiety. It can be self-doubt. It can be your self-esteem. It could be your self-image. All that is a reflection of self-confidence, and also including self-love. If we have self-love, we will develop the action and characteristics of self-confidence. Yes, yes, yes. But I also want to let you know, when you are in this moment, it's about fear. When you are in a situation or a circumstance where you feel like you are in fear of achievement or making the next move because you are okay where you at and you don't feel the need that you need to move forward, or you feel the need that you don't have the skill to move forward, and guess what? You are wrong. You actually need to get up and do it afraid. Yes, I've been listening to Joyce Myers. Yes, she's one of my spiritual leaders. I love her so much, and I follow her in the sense of her podcast also. And she has a segment teaching on doing it afraid. And when I am listening to that segment, I am thinking about you all. I am thinking about my clients. I even was thinking about myself, because most of the time, everyone, to overcome fear, you have to do it afraid. All you have to do is have the courage and just watch how you walk through it. And if you're a spiritual person, as meaning it's, you know, the Heavenly Father, believing in our Father and our Savior Jesus Christ, you will have the Holy Spirit with you as you walking through, right? You have the Holy Spirit walking through. Just pray on it. and continue to move forward on it and do it afraid. And I recommend for you all to go listen to Joyce Meyer's Everyday Living podcast. She has some awesome, awesome segments on fear and doing things afraid. Like, how are you going to overcome things? And, you know, and if you don't do it, right? It's, you know, it's not the point about having fear. It's about doing it while you are in fear, right? It's about continue on doing it. So I encourage you to listen to her. It's some awesome words. It's some awesome words. And I am in second agreement with that. Moving forward with doing it afraid. That is one action step of overcoming fear, you know. Because once you have the courage, you will build the confidence. And confidence comes after the courage, okay? And continue on with in yourself, how you feel about yourself, how you think, believe, you look. It all comes down to how you believe you look about something. You look, you feel, your reactions to whatever circumstances that you're going through. But, you know, we are so hard on ourselves. We are so hard on ourselves. We need to have self-compassion and self-love within ourselves. We need to practice self-passion, self-love, and also give ourselves self-care. That's the all the factors of enhancing your confidence. You know, be good to yourself. Be good to yourself. And continue to train yourself to think positive in every situation. If you don't get that promotion, don't take it out so hard on yourself that if you didn't do well, or the boss didn't like you, or it just was, you know, it wasn't even a setup to be for you. You know, I don't even must think it. Maybe all those things did happen. Maybe it is true. You know, they had somebody in mind anyway. They just, you know, use you as a placebo or something. Maybe that all that is true. But guess what? Guess what? God knows where your heart is. You know where your heart is. You know what your passion is. Your time is coming. Your door is going to open. Maybe it wasn't your time. You don't know if God wants you in that department. You know, things could be going down. You don't even much know about. You know, he may be saving you from something that you don't even much know. So always think of something positive. Put it in the positive perspective. Yes. So with that being said, I just want to come on and just encourage you all to keep on believing in yourself and knowing your passion and go with that. That's how you're going to be happy in life, when you're doing what you love, what you're doing what you love. Because guess what? As my favorite motto, your true self is your best self. Until next time, Coach Demi is out. Y'all be blessed and stay confident.